How are we all doing, guys?
We're still here.
We haven't even been nice enough to ask if our guest is ready.
Well, it's his third time here, so
or fourth or fifth.
So by my count, it's my fifth time if we count this idle chat and the one we did with the football last time. So this would be my fifth time on the show. It's the undercover brother of the Bromigos podcast, Matty Mish. Pump your fist if you feel me. Holler if you hear me.
You have to do that every time.
Everywhere that's not my own show, apparently.
I think Mike had a point.
Listen, it's a good fucking lyric to use as an intro. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. We talked about this on the other
like
show.
I like it, man.
If Mitch likes it, if Mitch likes it, you're fucked. You're fine.
I at least mix up my intro every week.
I don't get one.
Listen, so. I don't have the motorboat. I don't have the motorboat and Matt theme song anymore since I'm not on the other podcast. So I need to have something that works with the undercover brother. Like I got the chain going. I got the sunglasses. I don't have the fucking Tupac bandana because that might be a little egregious. But
sometimes Liam doesn't even say his name.
Yeah. I don't.
But anyway,
I don't need here. To, especially when we do idle chat. My name is like right here, so you can't see me.
Along with everything down below.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I can't. Yeah, I'm not on the bottom, so I can't. I'm up the top this time. I can't do it.
Yeah, but if you
do, you like being a bottom, Liam?
Hell no.
Do you enjoy that?
No, I'm a giver, not a receiver.
Pitcher, not a catcher, right?
Forever exit, never entry.
If you clicked on this expensive wrestling content, well, you've been trolled.
It's just going to be straight porn for another hour.
We're just going to be doing this all the time.
Hit the Rick Astley.
But now we are eventually going to do a tournament.
Again.
With our good friends, Matt from the Bromigos. We just did a wrestling episode on our main episode. Go check that out on all the podcast feed. We did all talking about the Royal Rumble. It's probably going to be happening right now, tonight, when this thing comes out.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're listening to it, maybe not if you're watching it, but if you're listening to it, yeah.
If you're watching it, the Rumble's already happened.
Yeah, probably.
I'm on it this year. Releases are coming out.
Cool.
I'm on it this year.
You're like me, Liam, right? When it comes to editing shit and putting it out there.
No, I'm terrible.
Anyway, Mitch, share the screen. Let's do this. Wrestling games.
Let's go.
The first matchup is WWE 2K20 versus WWF SmackDown. Just bring it.
Bro, I've done it. Started on 2K20. That game.
This isn't
me
even
off.
A fucking competition.
That's,
to me.
This is against two really bad games, in my opinion. 2K20 is obviously famously bad, but Just Bring It has got the worst storyline mode because it is so fucking short.
Yeah.
Listen, I never played Just Bring It, and I would pick it over fucking 2K20. I played 2K20 for over a year.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I had a special edition of it, like the one where I've actually got like
I
got a piece of the ring and everything. Like,
oh, I didn't
it's
get
the
that.
Worst game.
Oh no, it I got that one. Terrible. I got the big one with the signed Rey Mysterio picture and everything. I got that one. Yeah, no, Just Bring It. Just Bring It. 2K20 was sucked.
Just terrible. Bring It.
Just bring it. But just bring it. It's going out in the next round. I know that much.
Next one, SmackDown versus Raw 2007 versus WWE SmackDown versus Raw.
I think we can all agree that SmackDown versus Raw is the greatest series for wrestling games.
Yes, I wholeheartedly agree.
I would say 2007 is better than SmackDown versus Raw, easily.
I mean, 2007 is the one I hear that gets referenced the most as the best So I think by default,
six is pretty damn good.
Like six, seven, and eight are like famously, notoriously great games. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, gentlemen. I have never played any of the old SmackDown versus Raws. I started in SmackDown versus Raw 2011, but I've seen enough gameplay of the bunch to have a genuine idea of the feel for each one. Me, I'm 2007 is my pick.
2008 introduced ECW. That was good.
Yeah. 2007. Hold on. GM mode. Yeah, cool. 2007.
GM mode clears easy.
So 2007.
Wait, is this all the? Is this every wrestling game that's ever been released? That's like.
Let's go through them. Yeah.
Oh.
So we got 2K14 versus 2K22.
14. It's no brainer for me. 14 is the greatest wrestling game I ever played in my life. I had so much fun playing that game.
I'm just trying to see. Oh, right. Yeah, 2K14 had 30 years of WrestleMania.
30 years of WrestleMania. The Undertaker streak. Mode. Yeah, and the streak mode.
Yeah.
Probably one of the best rosters up until 2K16, in my opinion, ever released in a video game.
22 was actually good, though, because they did do a lot of new things because they didn't bring out another game after.
They brought back GM mode in 22.
They did.
No, I think 23 brought back GM mode.
That was the initial one, and then they did another one in 23, I think.
I enjoyed 22, but 14's a better.
I'm agreeing with 2K14. I do like the 30 years.
22 was good, though. 22 was a lot better than 20. And I know it's not hard, but it was very, very good for 20.
I think they're doing the 40 years of WrestleMania in a new game.
Yes, they are doing 40 years. I can't wait for that.
I might have to purchase that one.
Wait until it comes out, and then it'll go down in price. We'll get it.
2K14 then, Mitch.
Okay. Next one is SmackDown versus Raw 2009 versus WWE Raw.
It's not WWF Raw now. It's not that one. It's going to be SmackDown versus Raw 2009.
That's an OG game, though, isn't it? That is old school, boy.
That's the one with the tag team finishers where they had the DX finisher as like a thing they introduced all that. I remember that.
Yeah. Man vs. Raw 2009 was very good, though. It was a very, very good game.
I heard on the Wii version of this game, you can do like emotes and stuff with the Wii remote and nunchuck during your entrance, too.
It would
which is actually a little...
Me. It would not surprise
That's
me.
The only game I know that's ever done that.
I'll say 2000. Yeah, 2000. I think it's a consensus. 2009.
Yeah. Next one is 2K18 versus WWE Immortals.
Hey, listen, okay. listen. That Immortals game was on the phone. It's actually fucking sick. It's actually fucking sick, man. I'm not going to lie. It's not better than 2K18, but it's fucking sick.
I'm not putting a mobile game over a console game.
Yeah, I'm putting a mobile game over a console game. Genuinely liked 18, so.
When it came out, that game was sick, man. 18 was good. It went downhill after that.
Yep. No, I think 19 was probably the last good one, and then after that, it was a little iffy.
I would have found.
So we're going for 2K18, yeah?
We're going 18, yeah.
I have to double check. I don't want to press the wrong one. Showdown Legends of Wrestling versus SmackDown versus Raw 2006.
I played Showdown Legends of Wrestling. I've played Legends of Wrestling. I've played that game.
I've played that too. It sucks.
Yeah.
I don't even think you need our answers on this one. Back in the day though, that game slapped hard. It was good, but it's pants.
Yeah, like it had the license of like non WWE affiliated wrestlers kind of thing. So you got to play as Sting,
Hogan,
Savage, things like that. Yeah,
but, it was basically a WCW game in a way.
Yeah, so 2006.
Yeah.
Okay.
Arguably the best SmackDown versus Raw.
Next, SmackDown versus Raw 2010 versus 2K15.
Okay, so may I start this as to why I'm picking 2010?
Yeah.
Okay.
2K15 was the first official 2K game. And if you're coming off a game like 2K14, which in many of the community's opinion was one of the best games of all time, and you give us a very bare bones version, I'm going with 2010. That's just my final answer. 2K15 does not hold up as well as people think it does.
I don't rate the 2K series in general.
2K15 is when they started the showcase mode stuff with John Cena.
See, I like that, though. That was actually not bad, but...
And then they had a My Career mode as well, which is the kind of start of the repetitive, like,
storyline. But they took away a lot of features in 2K15 from the previous game that just does not sit right with me. So...
Yeah. So, yeah, to... SmackDown vs. Raw 2010.
Then. Yeah, I can't. I'm never going to go against the SmackDown vs. Raw game. They're so good.
Next up, Raw 2 versus SmackDown vs. Raw
2011.
I had Raw 2 on the Xbox, and it was sick. I really enjoyed playing that back in the day. It was so good. Just so good.
I love 2011 with a passion, okay? I don't care what anybody says. I've had that game on PlayStation 3. I've had that game on the Wii. I've played so many versions of that Road to WrestleMania series. It's unholy. I've unlocked characters over and over again each time I've gotten iteration. I love that fucking game. 2011's my pick.
All right, then. So not going against that passion play.
You can if you want. I'll disagree with you, but you can.
Not to defend Raw 2, no.
I'm gonna go Raw 2 because I know none of you are going to pick it, but that was like one of my favorite games back in the day. So, yeah.
No, I heard it was good. Don't get me wrong.
I love SmackDown versus Raw, but I also very, 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 very much enjoyed playing Raw 2. So I will say Raw 2 because I know it's not going through.
Okay.
Nice. SmackDown versus Raw 2011.
2K23 versus 2K Battleground.
This isn't even a fucking competition.
Can we pick nothing?
Yeah.
No.
Because 23 was shit. And really? Battlegrounds, I never played it because look at it.
It looked like
GM mode was better on 23. That's GM the only reason
mode,
I got it.
GM mode can only carry a game so much, sir.
Well, it's better than 2K Battlegrounds. So yes, I'm going for the GM mode on 2K23. Yes. We should make GM mode like a regular feature on this. We'll get even less views.
Wait, hold on a second. Is it confirmed that 2K24 is GM mode yet?
It will do. It will.
It better do, because that was a lot of money.
I feel like they haven't released that yet.
Me and Dave both have 23. So I have
23 too.
We could, I mean, there's multiple. We could GM mode it. We could do a series of GM modes, but it would take a lot of effort, and I don't want to do that. We've danced around that idea before, me and Dave. We have danced around the idea.
So we're going 23.
Yeah,
yes, 23.
Reluctantly.
TNA Impact versus SmackDown versus Raw 2008.
Fucking TNA Impact. I don't give a shit. That game was so fucking good. I played it and I played it and I played it and I played it until I broke my controller. TNA Impact was so good.
I heard that game is hard as fuck.
It's hard. It's horrible. It's terrible graphics. The story's terrible.
The story starts off with a fucking like kidnapping and get beaten up in an alley in Mexico.
It's when they introduce suicide.
Yeah, I know. Not the concept, the character.
Let's clarify that as a character. I'll put a picture of Suicide up for you so you can see what he looks like, so I know it's true.
2008
TNA.
Don't do that.
No, it's got TNA. It's TNA. It's got TNA. It's okay.
It's got tits and ads too.
24/7 mode. As in SmackDown versus Raw 2008,
it was.
And GM mode as well. What are you going for, Matt? Are you going for SmackDown versus Raw, or are you going for Impact?
I never played either, but I mean, the SmackDown versus Raw series is so legendary that how could you go against SmackDown versus Raw 2008? Plus, this one had the ECW in it, so
I liked TNA Impact because it actually had like Ultimate X and the six sided ring and AJ Styles.
Ultimate X was so. So cool to play, man.
I genuinely hope that with TNA coming back now in a year or two, they actually make another TNA game.
I hope they bring
another TNA game in.
Liam, are you actually going for Impact?
Yes. I'm legitimately going for Impact, yeah.
All right, I'll go for Impact too then.
All right, well, I'm legitimately going
for Impact.
I'll go for Impact.
Of all the SmackDown versus Raws, that wasn't the best one.
That wasn't.
SmackDown, Shut Your Mouth versus Legends of Wrestling.
I played that Legends of Wrestling as well.
I played Legends of Wrestling too. I've played every game on this bar. The 2K ones. Battlegrounds. No, I played the mobile. I played the mobile ones. Yeah. I haven't played 2K Battlegrounds. It's the only one I haven't played so far.
Yeah. That Legends of Wrestling game sucked.
It was an acclaim. If it's done by Acclaim, it sucks. I'm sorry.
So Shut Your Mouth was the first one to finally have like a storyline where you kind of like went into actual events and stuff like that. Like you do the match against Hogan at WrestleMania where he goes from NWO into good Hogan again. You have Ric Flair. He starts off with the fucking draft. That was fucking brilliant. Like you were able to see like the draft and like all the superstars go to each show. I was blown away by that as a kid.
It was a foreign concept just at that point.
Yeah, so Shut Your Mouth,
Shut Your Mouth.
And what the game. I thought you were telling me.
No, Mitch, shut the fuck up.
Okay. Here Comes the Pain, 2K19.
Fuck!
Here Comes the Pain.
What a game.
Here Comes
that's a tough matchup.
Pain. Goldberg was OP on Here Comes the Pain.
This is where it shows our age. PlayStation Platinum Series. The Platinum Series of the PS2 games. It's come in a silver casing. Mate.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah, from GameStation. GameStation.
Oh. Sorry, Matt. I think you're gonna be out boomed here.
That's fine. Listen,
it's Here Comes the Pain.
I love 2K19. As I look back on it, I made a lot of content on YouTube with 2K19. But I agree with you. It's got to be Here Comes the Pain. It's just too
legendary.
Here Comes
the Pain
of a game.
Holds up now. It still holds up now. I'd play it. And
there's still stuff. There's stuff in Here Comes the Pain that no game has been able to do since.
2K16 versus
16. It has to be 16. System,
yeah, 2K16.
Stone Cold Showcase clears anything.
There was
a whole Attitude Era kind of one on that, wasn't it? It was awesome.
Yeah, WWE 12 wasn't very good, but WWE 13 was. That's the one where Punk was on the cover. That was a good one.
That was a great game.
Well, it's coming up, I'm sure.
of course, yeah. So I'd say 2K16, definitely.
16 for me, yeah.
16, same.
Legends of Wrestling 2, AEW Fight Forever.
I've not played AEW Fight Forever. From what I've seen, it's supposed to be quite good. It's very arcade-y.
I've heard mixed reactions. I've heard
a lot of mixed reactions. I've played Legends of Wrestling 2, and it sucked just as bad as the first one.
It's also made by Acclaim.
I'm gonna go with Fight Forever just because it's made by THQ and Ukes. So
yeah,
I'm gonna give them they hold some weight.
You could probably buy the AEW Fight Forever game now for quite a cheap price, I'm sure.
You probably could, to be fair.
Yeah.
Oh, look, Jade Cargill's on the front of it, and she don't even work there anymore.
Imagine that, right? Imagine being on the cover of a game that you no longer are a part of. I mean, wasn't CM Punk on the cover of the game for a while?
Then they took him off.
Is this the most current cover that they have?
That is the cover when it was released,
Oh, Jesus.
So we're going Fight Forever, yeah?
Yeah, we're going Fight Forever.
Fight Forever, yeah.
Orange Cassidy stood next to Sting.
WrestleMania 21 versus 13.
This is not even a contest. We don't even have to answer this.
What a game that was, though. WrestleMania 21. That game was great. That game was great. And the original Xbox, mate. The original Xbox is the first console I had. So
it also says only on Xbox.
Exactly. It's an exclusive. But WWE 13 was damn good.
This was the Punk cover.
Yeah.
Also one of the greatest covers in wrestling history, in my opinion.
And last one of this round, Legends of WrestleMania versus 2K17.
I remember playing Legends of WrestleMania because that was actually a WWE game.
Yeah, Legends of WrestleMania was Legends of Wrestling done properly. THQ got their hands on it and was like, okay, let's rescue this.
I feel like Legends of WrestleMania, though, the whole concept of it was to do the story-like events for like each part of like every WrestleMania, which would eventually turn into the modes that they would do later on in later WWE games.
This was basically showcase mode before it happened, in a way. Yeah.
Yeah.
17 was quite a good game, though. It was quite good.
It was okay. Coming off of 16, it doesn't hold up as well, in my opinion.
I'm not a very big fan of
there were some changes
they
made that I didn't care for.
The cartoon, the animation, I'm not a fan of that.
I didn't like them using Downtown for the advertising for it. We brought this kind of thing. That was jarring.
Yeah, yeah.
Um, But I'm happy to put Legends of WrestleMania through if that 2K17 is that week.
Yeah, you know what? I can back Legends of WrestleMania. We shout on Legends of wrestling twice. So they've done it properly.
Three times.
So. A lady.
You know what I'm surprised that it wasn't on this list? All-Stars. You guys remember All-Stars?
Yeah, that was the one where they're all built up and shit, weren't it?
Yeah, or, that was a really wacky one.
Yeah, or Crush Hour, or any WCW game for that matter. There was no Revenge or no WWE.
Oh, WCW, NWO Revenge, mate. Oh, what a game that was.
No Mercy wasn't on this. That was some of the really old school ones.
Right. What about the one where you had the cars?
Crush Hour.
Yeah. Showing age here, mate. That's what we're showing. We're showing age.
Yeah. Vince McMahon bought television. Yeah.
Yep.
Legend of WrestleMania, Mitchell.
So we're on the next round now.
Awesome.
Bazinga.
SmackDown versus Raw 2010, 2K16.
16. Easy. I played that game far too much to not pick it.
2010. What did 2010 have going for it?
It was before 2011. That's all it had going for it.
And after 2009.
Yeah, it was the tag team finishes one game, the one before.
I feel like 2010 is basically like one. It's kind of how we feel about like 2017, 2018. It's like it's a good game, but it's there. 2K16 was like a fucking experience, in my opinion.
Oh, the 2010 was the Road to WrestleMania storylines where they had
but they had that. They had that in other ones too, though.
Yeah, there was Edge, Shawn Michaels, Randy Orton, all had storylines with the cutscenes and stuff.
It's also the last one with ECW in it too.
Yeah, good.
Finish. You could have the aerial creative finishes in this as well.
Austin,
isn't it? Austin can carry you far.
Next one is SmackDown vs. Raw 2009 vs. 2K14.
14. It's 14 for me.
Was that the Rock showcase?
No, that was the 30 years of WrestleMania showcase.
WrestleMania.
That alone should clear it. That alone clears 2009, in my opinion.
Yeah, WrestleMania mode as well. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It did have the really cool the character select screen as well. It was pretty cool. You had them all like you have them like on Tekken and stuff when it's just everyone there and you have to cycle through it.
2K14's 30 years of WrestleMania mode, trying to beat The Rock in the last fucking one was fucking hard.
That was a real pain.
You had to hit him with like four AAs and you had to fucking do so much. And he'd always reverse it and immediately rock bottom you.
Hate that WrestleMania too with a burning passion. So it would pain me to play that match. But
it also, 2K14 had the largest roster in any game.
At that time, I think, until 2K14. At least until 2K16 came around.
I'll go with 14, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go with 14.
Next round is SmackDown vs. Raw 2007 vs. 2K18.
2007.
Yeah.
No hesitation.
2007.
DM mode, bitch.
TNA Impact vs. SmackDown vs. Raw 2006.
Oh, that's not fair.
I'm going 2006.
Yeah, Impact can only go so far. It can only go so far.
The storyline is so good in
it had its upset.
Yeah.
It's when you had like championship storylines and great.
Legends of WrestleMania versus 2K23.
Oof. GM mode versus Legends of WrestleMania. GM mode versus Showcase mode.
Yeah, I was just going to say. I'd probably say 23.
I'd say 23.
Yep.
Because even the 23 had The Fiend in it, I'm pretty sure.
Here comes the pain versus Shut Your Mouth.
Fuck.
Here comes the pain.
It's Here Comes
All
the
Day. Pain. All day.
Yeah, Shut Your Mouth was good, but the Here Comes the Pain improved on Shut Your Mouth.
Shut Your Mouth.
Now, this is not even a contest.
Shut Your Mouth started it.
13.
I've not played Fight Forever, so I can't say it's any good, but I know it's not.
Last one on this round, SmackDown versus Raw 2011, versus Just
Bring It. I just realized Punk just beat the Punk just beat AEW.
Yo, that's funny. Good guy Punk wins again, everybody. AEW in the mud.
Now we're gonna get all the WWE marks in the comments being, oh, CM Punk, shut up.
And AEW Mark's gonna invoke just going, you can't make so long about that, shut up. Just Bring It sucks 2011.
Yeah. For this one. Just Bring It did suck, yes, indeed.
For sentimental reasons, I go to 2011.
Next round, we've got 13 versus 2K23.
That's 13.
13.
Yeah, 13, easy.
It's 13.
Gets easier.
SmackDown versus Raw 2007 versus 2011.
2011.
2011.
Dave, you know what to do.
Dave?
Oh, you leave it out to me. Cheers. I got to look up 2011. Jog my memory while I was in it.
It wasn't the first. It wasn't that, deep wasn't that good of a year.
The first game to have the universe mode too. 2011.
Yeah.
That was painfully repetitive.
Road to WrestleMania.
I had fun. Fuck you.
Rey Mysterio, John Cena, Christian, and Chris Jericho storylines in Road to WrestleMania. I remember that. That's when
Beat the Streak storyline.
And yeah, there's a new story which Kofi Kingston, John Morrison, Dolph Ziggler, R-Truth for a creative superstar and quest to beat the streak. Yeah. I remember that because you could turn Rey Mysterio heel in that storyline in WrestleMania, which is a pretty big thing. Chris Jericho had a thing where he was being attacked by like a masked man. I remember that as well. 2007's
got Boogeyman in it.
2007 has GM mode in it, more importantly.
It does have GM mode in it.
Fuck your GM mode.
GM mode is what wrestling was all about, man. It was not about doing the game.
I didn't play the goddamn games. I played 2011 first.
I wasn't athletic enough to be a wrestler. I wanted a book, man. I just wanted a book. That's all I want. Give me the chance to book. I'll get all my fans onto my side.
Yeah, but you never played any shows. Matches.
All right, Tony Khan, slow down. Calm down.
What's Dave the cage match rate?
Exactly. Are we going to 2007?
You could win GM of the year as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck it. 2007. Yeah, fuck it. 2007. For GM mode.
Liam?
Yeah, 2007. I said that already. Yeah.
Okay. Next one, 2K14 to 2K16.
God damn it, this is hard for me.
The Rock versus Stone Cold.
Austin's showcase was just so good. I'm sticking with 16. Austin's showcase was so good.
30 years of Mania, though.
I prefer to rumble anyway.
I gotta go 14. I love 16 with a passion, but 14's always been my favorite. It just now, and I know we talk about the modes, like, oh yeah, they had this mode, they had that mode. But when you think about genuine fun as far as gameplay goes, 14 gives that to you, whereas 16 was like the beginning of that like robotic type of movement, that too much realism into the game that kind of kills the enjoyment for you. This was like the last arcadey WWE game that was 14.
I don't like the arcadey ones. I'm not a fan.
I like the mixture of realism and arcade, and that's what 14 gave me.
2K16 was the one to have my career mode, which is what I kind of hated in wrestling games later on in the 2K series, when you just have that repetitive kind of like games that don't actually matter. Like, you're doing matches over and over again, just repetitive, there's nothing really happening. Whereas 2K14 had the universe modes, the streak mode, and the 30 years of Mania mode. So,
which was the one that had the $1 million challenge with AJ Styles?
That was 19.
That was fucking hard. That was hard. That's a challenge and a half.
So we go for 2K14.
14. Give me a smile.
Finally, Here Comes the Pain for SmackDown versus Raw 2006.
Oh.
The initial introduction, basically, to a proper wrestling game was Here Comes the Pain.
If you want to think about the modern and where the series went from Here Comes the Pain, you can make the argument. And I'm not saying I'm picking 2006, but you can make the argument for 2006.
I might hide myself a little bit for this admission, but in Here Comes the Pain storyline mode, You can sleep with Tori Wilson, Sable, Stacey Keeper.
Okay, yeah, that works.
And Trish. Yeah, you can do that.
And Trish.
You can also drag someone along on a motorbike. That's pretty cool.
That is true.
Yeah. The storyline, the creativeness of the storyline mode was definitely so much better in Here Comes the Pain. And I, it's shameful that that excited me as a young man.
Do you remember the loading screens?
In SmackDown 2, the loading screen for Trish Stratus is an awakening, is what it is.
No, that's not on here. SmackDown 2, Know Your Role's not on here either.
No.
So we have Here Comes the Pain. Originals, man.
I'm going for Here Comes the Pain.
I'm going to back Here Comes the Pain.
I'll third that one.
We're on the semi-final.
Stuff.
SmackDown versus Raw 2007 versus 2K14.
It's still 2K14.
The best GM mode versus 2K14.
It's 2K14 for me.
2K14 has a Rock on the front, but 2007's got Tori Wilson. Just saying.
It also has Apple stars on the front.
I don't care about them.
I don't care about them.
There's still two big stars on Tori Wilson's side too.
Yeah,
one left and one right.
Bazinga.
Oh,
let's have a look.
Oh, damn! That the 2007 was the last one to feature Chris Benoit.
So 2007 it is
for the novelty. I'm still going 2K14. That's my point.
I'm probably gonna go with 2007.
Fuck you both.
You haven't even made a choice, and he's saying "fuck you." You should just pick that just to be spiteful.
I know. Well, I'm used to the hate from Matt. It's fine.
He's a Tottenham fan, of course. I hate him.
I'm gonna agree with him though. I'm gonna go for 2K14.
Thank you, Dave. All right, I love you again.
Only because I can't actually remember like a proper storyline like in 2K14.
I just remember the game being fun to play.
I remember the GM mode being the better.
That was his peak. Yeah. 2007 was my peak.
Yeah. But yeah, 2K14.
So we know what this is then. Final is Here Comes the Pain. Oh, wait, no, this is a semi-final.
Yeah.
Last of the semi-final, sorry. Here Comes the Pain versus 13.
That's tough. I don't know. I never played Here Comes the Pain. I played WB 13. My pick is 13.
I want to see when
13
when that come out.
13 was the one that had Attitude Era mode.
Yes, it had the Attitude Era showcase mode, quote unquote.
That was good.
That came out in 2003. Raw.
Well, Here Comes the Pain.
Yeah,
mate. Goldberg. That was the start. That was the start of the body damaging system where it would go different colors and stuff. I'm pretty sure.
It was.
So you'd get Goldberg and you'd literally hit like three power moves and they'd be red and then you'd just be like spear.
Remember that? You could also store finishes. So you'd store up like five finishes and you'd just spear someone, then hit with a jackhammer and pin them.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure in them ones you could also fight. You could fight women as like Lesnar.
Yeah.
I remember getting that game and not being very good at it. So I remember F5-ing Lita, I think it was, about 50 times to make sure I could get all the buttons right.
In Just Bring It, it kind of started the whole first person walking around backstage and talking to people thing. Shut Your Mouth did that as well, but eventually...
It was very limited.
Here Comes the Pain, they just realized, actually, fuck it, we don't need the actual physical walking around bit. We'll just have a little kind of thing you go on to walk to, and then you could just choose to talk to people backstage and then initiate fights with them backstage if needed and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I had the whole respect levels kind of thing where you'd interact with The Undertaker and you'd have to try and gain his respect in some way by answering right on the little kind of text things that comes up. Yeah, it was innovative for his time, and for that reason, I am going for...
I'm going Here Comes the Pain.
13,
but is what it is.
It's a strong one to lose to. It's a strong 2K game.
2K14 versus Here Comes the Pain.
Here Comes the Pain. I'm not even going to hesitate. I didn't even like 14 that much. I didn't love 14 that much anyway. Here Comes the Pain. It's just, I remember literally, I would wake up for school. I'd play it before I left for school. I'd come home from school and carry on playing it for hours.
So yeah. Before Dave makes a decision, let me just at least say a little something here. Keep in mind, WWE 2K14 was technically the last THQ game to be made because there's no way that 2K14 made this or 2K made this one. This was the last of the THQ games, right, from what everybody says. So you have nostalgia here, and then you have like probably what is widely regarded as one of, if not the best wrestling game, at least in modern times.
Yeah. Can you have sex with female wrestlers in 2K14?
Fuck you, Mitch.
I'm just asking.
To be fair, in Here Comes the Pain, you had bra and panties matches.
Is it wrong that I still remember? Like,
don't forget, Here Comes the Pain had the Elimination Chamber as well. That was
UK 14, but okay.
Yeah, but Here Comes the Pain had it first.
So it's been in every iteration of the game since.
Exactly. Started somewhere.
Yeah, but it started somewhere. Great.
Also, look at the covers. Look how cool that looks, and look how shit that looks. It's just The Rock. Just a picture of The Rock.
If you wanted to, you can switch it to Daniel Bryan because they did give you an alternative cover. So,
and that's just Brock.
Yeah, but look at it. It's silver.
I remember Trish Stratus on the couch. She said, she suggested that you close your eyes. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
And then when you look at,
I'm sure it was a prepubescent teen boy that drove your wildest fantasies.
She was in blocky lingerie. Yeah.
What was it? 2003 would have been
12 of us.
I'd have been 11. Yeah. Went a bit like Chewbacca then for a split second, but yeah, no, I'd have been 11.
Yeah. We didn't have porn back then, okay? That was like
you did. No, you had it. You had to pay for it.
Exactly. No, you had porn, but you had to go through effort to get there. Not like now. I could pick up my phone right now and get some porn up right now, but I couldn't do that back then.
I mean, I can just call our boys Jay and Big C, and they can tell us what's the best video to check up right now. But
this is true. Well, you don't even need to do that. Now I can just open Discord, and I've got the server right here.
I'm defending my purview. Invite me. You couldn't, when you saw that, that was porn.
What you do is you'd finish that, then you'd turn the PlayStation off, and then you'd load it back up again, so you'd have to, so you could do it again.
Bra and panties matches were a thing in that game as well.
They were
so fucking stupid.
Did you play them? Of course I played them.
What are you fucking talking to? There's a fulfill your fantasy one that came out later as well, which was stupid.
Did you play as Jazz?
Molly Holly.
So Here Comes the Pain, yeah?
Here Comes the Pain. Brock Lesnar was
the pain is
well.
The winner.
Well, thank you, Matt. Thank you for coming here so we could disagree with you.
I mean, it's fine. I'm a Liverpool fan, so we are going to inherently disagree on many things anyway.
We need to shit on someone.
Well, I mean...
It's usually me. Well,
meanwhile, I'll be shitting on all of you on the pitch. So, you know.
As long as you're not shumming on us.
All right, Gary Lineker.
Hey, people need to pay for that stuff.
Yeah.
But no, this has been
you
fun.
You shouldn't shit on the pitch, though. You really shouldn't.
That'd actually be really bad.
Feel free to steal our concepts and to take that to your Bromigos pals and do your own Ubu Fufu tournaments.
I feel like if you send me the link somewhere, I just might think about that.
I'll send you the link.
Thank you, Lou.
As you can tell, it's captivating content.
Oh, it's fun. Like, I enjoy it. Yeah, it was great.
And you have to do zero research. It's fantastic. Yeah.
It's like the perfect we have nothing planned today, so this is what we're doing thing.
Pretty much every week.
Hold on, I got a stupid question. I need to ask this for my own personal opinion because I had an idea for episode 69 of Bromigos, and it doesn't look like it's going to come through, so, pun intended. Do they have porn stars on those lists?
Probably.
Mitchell, can
you do a quick search for me?
I imagine they do.
Because if I can't interview, because it's AVN this upcoming weekend, I think. So if I can't get a porn star, because all the porn stars are going to be busy, at least I can.
Oh, damn them.
Not that busy. Busy. Well, I was just going to say busy receiving. And I thought, no, I better not say that either.
Yes, they have porn stars. All the pictures are blurred at the moment.
That's actually a good thing, because if we do video on our show, so.
If that was you, before going live with it, just click on it. Make sure that they are still blurred.
I will make sure. Thank you for that that input there, Mitch.
That's all right. You can just do what I do when it's got when it doesn't look that great. You just edit it and you just put a black screen over it and put your own pictures over the front. That's all.
See, that's not my job. That'll be Mike's job. So
that'd be fun. If they've got porn star names, like this ain't a porn star name, but the first one that came out to me was Velvet Sky. Like you could just put up like a picture of Velvet and like a sky.
That's a lot of effort. That's a lot of effort.
That's a lot of effort.
I'm just the brains. I don't normally do the work.
It is me that does all the editing.
Yeah, I'm the dusty,
my friend.
I'm the dusty. I come up with the ideas, and then Liam tells it's the JJ Dillon that tells me if they actually work or not.
Give me your best dusty impression, then, Dave.
Let me tell you something about hard times.
When did the dream sound like Mr. T? I've been a fool with knowing about hard times.
I've wound and dined on with kings and queens, and I've fat and ate with them pork and beans.
A computer has took your job, daddy.
A computer took your job, daddy. What do you know about hot times?
And with kings and queens, slept in alleys, and on pork and beans.
Yeah, that was the quote I was trying to remember.
This is a production meeting with the one that only American Dream Dusty Rhodes. What are you doing here?
If you
are right to come here, because I'm the American Dream Dusty Rhodes. I'm a super genius.
the only one I can do is if you will.
If you will.
If you will.
You got a bicycle.
Right.
Mitch, this is your episode before we finish off. Pause.
Mitch, do you want to plug all your bits?
Dallas? Dallas? No, you can't say that. You can't say that. You can't say boy in that accent. It's not allowed. You can't say that. Because when you say it, you make me want to say it, and I can't. It's not that.
Hulk Hogan, we coming for you. That's my last intro.
I'd rather you say boy, to be fair. I'd rather you say that.
Oh my god.
Matt, do you want to plug all your stuff before we finish up?
Yes, thank you, Mitch. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for checking out the boys at the Wait What podcast trio of nonsense. This has been the Undercover Brother, Matt Mish, and you can find me on all my platforms. You can specifically find me on Twitter at RealMatt0626. Subscribe to my YouTube and follow me on Twitch at Edge0626. And, of course, follow the Bromigos podcast wherever you get your podcasts on your favorite podcasting platform. By the way, there's a few of us. There's about six from what I've counted. I know Liam was saying something that there's a bunch of Wait What podcasts. Well, there's about six Bromigos. We're the only ones that still produce content, so we're really not that hard to find. So follow us. Let us know what you think of the show. You may not agree with everything we say, but God damn it, you'll be entertained. So,
thank you, Matt. And with us, you can find all our podcasts on all podcasting platforms. You can find all our main episodes there too. Thank you and peace. I got there in the end.